Now, here with the financial strategy of the week, doing a series on estate planning, not the most favorite topic in many people's minds, but nevertheless an important topic. Here to talk about estate planning in this week's financial strategy, our retirement specialist, John Burrs.
Well, hi, Jerry. As we enter into the upcoming holiday season, this is typically the time most families spend time together. So I think this is a great time to discuss with those that are going to handle your final affairs what your wishes are and the steps you already have taken when it comes to estate planning. So we are going to spend several weeks helping you understand the value of an estate plan. Simply stated, estate planning is a method for determining how to distribute your property during your life and at your death. It is the process of developing and implementing a master plan that facilitates the distribution of your property after your death and according to your goals and objectives. At your death, you leave behind the people that you love and all your worldly goods. Without advance planning, you have no say-so about who gets what, and more of your property may go to others, like the federal government, instead of your loved ones. If you care about how and to whom your property is distributed and want to ensure that your property is preserved for your loved ones, you need to know more about estate planning. So let's take a few minutes to discuss some estate planning basics. First, you'll want to come to terms with dying, at least to a degree that you can deal with the necessary planning. Understandably, your death can be a very uncomfortable subject, but unfortunately, the discussions in this area are full of references to your death, so it really can't be avoided. Some statements may seem too businesslike and unfeeling, but tiptoeing around the subject of dying will only make the planning process more difficult. You will understand the process more easily and implement a more successful master plan if you approach it in a straightforward manner. Estate planning may be important to individuals with a wide range of financial situations. In fact, it may be more important if you have a smaller estate because the final expenses will have a much greater impact on your estate. Wasting even a single asset may cause your loved ones to suffer from a lack of financial resources. Your master plan can consist of strategies that are simple and inexpensive to implement. For example, making sure you have established a will and that it is current. If your estate is larger, the estate planning process can be more complex and expensive. Implementing most strategies will probably require you to hire professional help of some kind, like an attorney, an accountant, a trust officer, or an insurance agent. If your estate is large or complex, you should consult with an estate planning expert, such as a tax attorney or financial planner, for advice before the implementation stage. In deciding on your course of action, you should always consider whether the benefit of the strategy outweighs the cost of its implementation. You may need to plan your estate, especially if your estate is valued at more than the federal estate tax applicable exclusion amount or your state's death exclusion amount. If your income tax bracket is in excess of 10%, if you have children who are minors or who have special needs, if your spouse is uncomfortable with or incapable of handling financial matters, if you're a business owner, if you have property in more than one state, if you intend to contribute to charity, if you have special property such as artwork or collectibles, if you have strong feelings about health care decisions, if you have privacy concerns or want to avoid probate. So as we wait on Congress to determine whether or not they are going to repeal or extend the federal estate tax starting January 1st, 2011, take this holiday time to talk with the people who are in charge of your estate and keep them up to date on your wishes and the plans you already have in place. Next week, we will continue on this topic and talk about how to get started implementing your estate planning plan. If you would like to contact me with any questions or comments, please email me at John, that's J-O-H-N, at cfanetwork.org. Again, that's John, J-O-H-N, at cfanetwork.org, and I would be more than happy to answer your questions. I trust this financial insight has been helpful, and I look forward to the next time when I can help you provide the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence.
John Burrs is a retirement specialist with the Christian Financial Advisor Network on the web at www.cfanetwork.org. If you have a question for John, you'd like to ask him about your retirement plan or any other financial planning question, you can contact him at john@cfanetwork.org. Or if you wish to call us toll free, 800-609-5530.